Okay, surface water. Like Jimmy said, the surface water is property of the state. And that is the rule once it reaches a water course. Before it reaches a water course, while it's diffused surface water flowing across the surface of the land, it belongs to the property owner. Once it gets into a water course, then it's state water, and you have to get a permit to use it or impound it. But there's an exception for the use of water for domestic and livestock purposes and impoundments up to 200 acre feet. So for those, you don't need a permit. For anything else, you do. The logical question then is, well, how do you know when you have a water course and when it's state water and when it's not? There are several different standards, different ways of looking at it. The one that the courts have adopted says basically you need well-defined bed and banks, and you need water flowing in there regularly enough that it can be put to beneficial use, which there's a lot of leeway with that. But that's the standard we're dealing with in terms of what is state water. Once you get a permit to use the state water, and the permitting system we have now is the prior appropriation system, which says essentially each water right, when it's issued, gets a given priority date, and that during times of shortage, the senior rights, the older ones, are able to use water to the exclusion of the junior rights.